Fast Looks crew, welcome to this minisode on staying healthy on set, part two. This will be about ergonomics and repetitive strain injury. My name is Vanessa Blanchard-Lee and I'm guest hosting this minisode. When we tell folks what we do as a career, they might think, oh, the glamour, the actors, the looks, the martini shots. Yes, they think we're drinking on set. When reality, it means aching wrists and knees and backs and tired eyes and even more exhausted minds. Today, I will give you some tips to rethink the way that you prepare for work, move around your workstation, move during the day, clean up after the job, all so it's easier on your body and therefore your mind. Jamie Lee gave us some fantastic tips for staying healthy on set in a past minisode, and I want to expand on this. As a previous healthcare practitioner specializing in ergonomics, I love talking efficiency and well-being for longevity in the career that we love. Please note that these tips are not to diagnose, prescribe, or treat, and always check in with your own body, mind, and values, and if needed, your healthcare provider for tailor-made self-care. If you like listening to the Last Looks podcast as much as I do, please feel free to support the podcast by giving us a review, a social media mention, subscribe to the YouTube channel, or even buy us a coffee. All the links you will need will be in the show notes. My name is Vanessa, and I am guest hosting this minisode of the Last Looks podcast, a show where we catch up with hair and makeup artists working in the film and TV industries around the world. And today, we will be talking about ergonomics and repetitive strain injury.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
John Blake's Wigs and Facial Hair has been providing the highest quality wigs and facial hair to the film, television, and live theater industries for 15 years. Our human hair wigs are low density and hand-tied on Swiss lace to give the most realistic and natural appearance that is undetectable in HD and 4K content. This small, family-owned company has grown to fill a vital role to artists across the globe. We provide an unparalleled customer service experience that is rare in today's retail market. Our facial hair pieces come in 17 different styles and colors that are designed to precisely mimic natural growth and coloring patterns. They are made from blending human and yak hair in order to create the most realistic texture and appearance of men's facial hair growth. We are grateful to be celebrating 15 years of being an industry leader and a vital part of your artistry.
And now, our feature presentation.
Pictures up.
Last looks. Rolling.
And action.
Before we go into common issues, tips, and tricks, I want to briefly describe repetitive strain injury, or RSI, ergonomics, and in broad terms, our own anatomy. RSI, or repetitive strain injury. What is it? It's exactly what it says, an injury caused by repetition. Commonly, the upper body and limbs are affected, but it also can be knees and ankles and lower back. And this is due to excessive and repetitive movements, often with resistive components, and or static repetitive postures. Examples of this may be sitting down for long periods, standing for long periods, the way that we use our phone or keyboard frequently or for long periods, lugging bags, holding items or the way we hold items, working in cramped spaces, causing awkward bodily postures. I'd like you to, just for a brief moment, think about actions that you do repeatedly that involve carrying weight or have resistive components. Your body's going to tell you where. Whilst we can exercise and stay fit, some movements are just too repetitive and they can cause muscle, tendon and joint changes and even impact nerves. An example of this is carpal tunnel syndrome. This is not healthy for us short or long term. The way that you move and use your body shapes your body over time. Ergonomics is the study of the relationship between task, person, environment for optimal effectiveness, satisfaction, and safety. OSHA and risk assessments in various fields have adopted and extended this construct to assess both risk and safety. Our human anatomy. Humans were built to move and vary our tasks over the day, the week, seasons, and a lifetime. Certain joints are built for mobility, dexterity, and flexibility. such as the shoulder, wrists, and fingers. And some joints are for weight bearing and strength, such as the hips and knees. The smaller the joint, the less stress of weight bearing it should endure. The larger the joint or bone, the more stable it is, and therefore more weight bearing it can endure. The spine is built for some flexibility and some weight bearing, but only when in an aligned stack. Remember, our skull is very heavy, heaviest bone in the body. But when we are bent or twisted, the spine is meant for flexibility for short periods of time and therefore not weight bearing. Here are some examples of what we do that can cause RSI or poor ergonomics. Swirling and pressing your makeup brushes gripped tightly in your dominant hand, cleaning day after day. That's a resistive component and it's likely to cause you wrist pain. Standing in the same posture but leaning in, weight bearing on one locked knee to access your talent or products. Probable back strain, but also knee and ankle strain. Wearing a heavy set bag on one shoulder, that is shoulder and neck ache instantly. And it's also limiting the upper limb that is holding the bag. Your spine is twisted and possibly your circulation is cut off. So are any of these familiar? Our eyes and spines and hands are all precious. And these are also the structures that we use in our industry. So please look after them well. Today, I want to give you 12 points of advice to think about and to put into practice to help you avoid these repetitive movements and become more ergonomic. Number one. Change the tasks. A good head of department will crew up to overlap skills over various tasks and can rotate people for short or long days. This helps the crew's health and well-being. We all have skills, needs, and limitations, and your head of department will want you to be transparent about these. This also applies to people with different mobility needs and pre-existing conditions if we really want an inclusive work environment. When we crew up folks with overlapping skills, this really helps us switch out somebody for different tasks or days. You can share in the admin or cleaning up, help with different tasks, etc. Also, cleaning up and doing admin in chunks is a good example of varying the tasks during the day versus cramming all in at one sitting. Timing yourself if something is painful might be useful because it will help you analyze how long you're doing it, and where you need to speed things up, reduce, change, or actually eliminate that task, as long as it doesn't have any detriment to the outcome. Task rotation in a team is known to reduce repetitive strain injury, foster more skills, bring a sense of community, compassion, and increase job happiness too. Number two, switching your hands and changing your grips. Most of us will have a dominant hand, which is often more dexterous, and a stability hand, often the non-dominant hand. And either one of those can be the stronger hand. Ambidextrous folks find it easy to switch between the hands. And so the aim here is to increase your ambidexterity. This is one of the easiest things you can do in the moment. Practice holding your phone in the other hand and tight with your non-dominant hand. Yes, it'll take longer, but your other hand will have a rest. Carry weighted objects with the non-dominant hand, and so on and so forth. Movement analysis experts tell us that your dominant hand is led by the direction of your gaze, and your body follows from there. I mention this because you're more likely to lean on your dominant side when you're using your dominant hand. I know it seems to make sense, or might be obvious, but that's another reason to switch hands. Because you will be switching the side that you weight bear on as well. When you switch hands, you're switching the way that you use your whole body. A good example of hand switching is cleaning brushes. Rather than rubbing or gripping, which is very resistive on small joints, with the same hand every time, switch out sides, hold with the other hand, and push against a rib surface or the opposite hand. This really helps me. Also, use quality brush soap or solvents for efficiency. An assistive device I have found particularly useful in getting out the first stages of grime and makeup is the brush dock. It does the hard rubbing and swirling for you, be it in oil, soap, or alcohol-based cleanser. In the second wash, you can then finesse, condition, and hand check for cleanliness and rinsing. For hairdryer users, try holding at the base of your nozzle versus always at the handle to reduce the strain. By using a wider span grip, as this grip is called, it is a stronger grip than the hammer grip, which is used when you just hold the handle. Some folks like the directionality of this technique too. Try switching out hands for rough drying by holding the dryer with your non-dominant hand, because this step requires less precision and changes your hand movements. Lastly, whilst driving, wearing gloves that have a grippy surface on the palm, this can provide some relief from resistive motion and static tension, especially when your hands are sore after a long day. I like the SPF fingerless gloves from Coolabah. They are compact and lightweight, can pop in a pocket, they are sun protective, and they have a palmer grip. Pop on a good hand cream and then the gloves, and you can drive home in spa style. Number three, using both hands or using your body bilaterally. Whether it's putting on body makeup or drawing eyebrows, lifting bags with both hands, stepping and leaning with equal weight bearing on your legs, or equal weight bearing on your shoulders with the backpack, these are all good examples of good body ergonomics. Steadying your line work, such as an eyeliner, by resting the dominant wrist on your non-dominant arm can reduce the stress on your dominant shoulder. You can place the non-dominant hand across the talent shoulder, ask permission first, of course, to create a bridge to rest your wrist or forearm. If this is not possible, you can also just float your non-dominant arm to balance your pinky on the thumb. And this can act as a bridge for your dominant hand as well. Wearing a waist belt for a set bag is a good example of using your hands bilaterally and bilaterally weight bearing. Number four, invest in condensing your kit. This is especially important as a day player or crowd artist, because lugging your kit in and out of trailers and locations so often. Having a backup or a doubled up kit at your storage unit or home is wise on your body and budget and insurance should anything ever happen. Curate your kit by choosing tools or products for multi-use. Any specialty items production can provide, because there's no need to bring the kitchen sink, usually. Number five, set up an ergonomic layout. This includes your layout in the system that you like to work with, planning in the steps ahead like a chef, only having out what is needed, bright daylight temperature lighting. Do not underestimate good lighting, not only to alleviate fatigue and see color properly, but also to help with planning, awareness, and safety. Have a regular or countertop height table. Have your most used items at the front within easy reach. Mini side tables may help with this too. Adequate leg room to mobilize freely and not just pivot and lean and twist. Remember, our body was meant to move and step and get close, not lean. If the talent interaction is causing an issue with ergonomics, such as the face in foam phenomena or cross legs, speak with your talent about your body postures so you are working together comfortably. This is especially important if the wig, hair, or makeup process is long in duration, and for you it will be because your day will be long in duration. Ever heard of an ergonomic triangle? It's much nicer than the Bermuda one, I promise. An ergonomic triangle describes an unimpeded and optimal movement between three points of work areas for maximum comfort, efficiency for the task at hand. The ergonomic triangle describes an unimpeded and optimal movement between three points of your working area. This is for maximum comfort and efficiency of the task at hand. Very often this is used in kitchen design, however, it is applicable to most tasks. The talent is one point of the triangle, and your setup is another point of the triangle. It might be end-to-end table, which makes it two points of the triangle. You might be in front or behind the talent, maybe with two folks at each side and a stand-up tray or stand-up table. Maybe the hot towel box across the trailer is another point of the triangle. Either way, you should be free to move and mobilize unhindered safely during this task, or at least let it be a coordinated dance with your co-workers. Take a moment now to think about a recent work setup. Was it an ergonomic triangle or not? Was it efficient and easy on your body or not? What could you do or ask for to increase the comfort or reduce the strain or increase safety or efficiency or speed. Could you add any of these tips into your own deal memo or a production provision list? More information on ergonomic setups will be listed in the show notes. Number 6, halfway through. Be aware of your posture. Note the length of time in certain positions and use your posture body to remind you. As Jamie Lee states in part 1 of this series, frequent breaks, change of posture and stretch are essential. It can take less than 20 minutes in a bad posture to cause an injury. Awareness and adjustment in the moment and setting your timers to remind you to move is a must. Remember, we were built to move. Number 7, seating. Invest in or adjust a chair that works for you and your height. Buying a totable onset foldable chair or stool is also a great idea. It will rest your legs and back, act as a bag stand or even a mini table if you use a foldable or large steel tray on top, especially if there are no suitable clean surfaces. You can perch on it too for body makeup or if your talent is laying back for their makeup process. Please do not stoop over. Number 8, set bags. My favorites are the Linear Standby Belt or LSB or the Vivian set bag. They are ergonomic because they weight bear at the waist and you can use both hands. A little anatomy recap here. Your pelvis is large and can mechanically take more weight than any other joint on your body. It is more stable. Plus, the shoulder is a very mobile joint, less stable, which places it at risk of injury very easily. With a waist bag, there is very little twisting, no one-sided weight bearing, no one-handed grappling. When we wear a one-sided heavy shoulder bag, we literally disable the arm that is holding that bag. I like to use mini waiter aprons for this too, with deep pockets, for small set items, phones or personal needs. I used to love those strappy phone holders, but I find I stoop my posture when I wear them. Plus, they're a tag hazard. I've caught them on handles before. I can compromise my own privacy and hygiene at work, so I don't use them any longer. A small, lightweight set bag can be still quite useful, and I like those from PAM, Precious About Makeup. What about other bags we use? A wheeled bag for pulling or pushing will be much kinder to you than lifting. Remember to switch out the pulling hand, however. If you want wheels, but you don't want the weight, an all-terrain trolley or Hulken bag might be the answer. I take my Hulken to the airport as a carry-on on every trip. It's never been refused, only glared at in wonder. If you must take a shoulder bag, make sure it's a backpack style for bilateral weight distribution. When you're lifting and loading in your bags, do not let others rush you. I know it's hard, but rushing removes that awareness and consideration, and this is where injuries can happen. If you can't manage the stairs plus your bags, understandably, ask for the accessible unloading options that most buildings will have. Perhaps you can accept help in lifting your bags together if you have both assessed the risk. As a day player, breaking your kit into a few smaller bags may make this task easier going up the stairs. Carrying heavy bags on stairs is a profound safety risk, both for injury and risk of falling. Number 9, stop. Stop when it hurts. Safety first. Stop and rest yourself or the painful area. Do not push it. Not stepping when you feel pain can cause a chronic long-term issue. Resting splints or supports may help, but also might make the joint a little stiffer if it's used too long. So of course, use it judiciously. If you are in severe pain or you are unwell, report to your supervisor and the set medic. No one is asking you to soldier on regardless of your health. If you sustain an injury on the job, it must be reported and assessed immediately, either with 911 or your emergency services or the onset medic or safety officer as appropriate. Number 10, come to work health prepared. Have all your medications or painkillers, vitamins, comfort scarf, your smartwatch, your snack bar, your lip balm, your SPF, a refillable water bottle, as part of your onset kit. You will be so glad you did this and you will always have what you need. Shoes is number 11. Always wear your comfortable shoes. They may not always look the coolest, but footwear is the key to our safety. Good ankle and arch support and a good grip will help your entire body from pain and fatigue and reduce slips and trips. Switch out your shoes after a few days if you can also give you relief. Socks with arch support and woolen moisture wicking socks can also give you all day comfort. Socks that are made from cotton can really rub your skin when you get sweaty. Yum. Keep your toes and heels for the award shows. No one is going to appreciate a Naomi runway moment when you twist an ankle in your platforms or land a hot tool on your lovely pedicure. Not to mention all the hazards on set for exposed feet. So keep them covered and protected. Plus, it's OSHA rules. Number 12. Last but not least, assessing and identifying risks is everyone's job. Take time to assess the environment, the tasks and your ability. This is a nice lead in from footwear, in particular because of flooring. Is it wet? Is it uneven? Is it slippery? Are there trips and slip hazards such as a cluttered pathway, cords, floor mats? Is it muddy? Are there stairs? Are there people, equipment or vehicles moving around the area? Is the lighting low or a mix of super bright and then nothing at all? Take your time when you know that you have to move with care or you need to focus. Again, don't be rushed. If you see a hazard, report it. Don't just leave it up to somebody else to flag this up. If it is in your area, request help or, if it's safe to do so, quickly adjust and clean up as appropriate. This is the most basic and important aspect of just being in the workforce and as a team player. When you look after yourself and others, you look after the longevity of our industry too. Okay, Last Looks crew, I hope you enjoyed this minisode. I'm sure you will take away some tips and tricks to help you and your body whilst working those long hours on set. Please check the show notes for links to anything helpful I have mentioned. And now go and take care of yourself and each other.